Unlike other stings that involve money, property, or merchandise, this puppy scam tugs at the heartstrings of many. Because, says the BBB's Tammy Ward, someone really wanting a pet and going online for it could lose thousands of dollars and end up empty-handed.
We've had situations where they've sent money and then, oh, it's supposed to be flown to you. Oh, well, something happened at such and such airport, so we need more money for this and more money for that. And none of these situations was the animal actually real.
The Bureau Scam Tracker reports more than 900 such instances of fraud, and a Federal Trade Commission report found some 37,000 complaints involving animals. Experts also believe up to 80% of online sponsored ads about pets could be bogus.
And it came across that someone, one of the consumers that lost money to the scam, put it in our system. And because the address that they gave us was Panama City, then it came to our Better Business Bureau.
Ward, who's in the BBB's Pensacola office, says the scammers created three websites, two in Kentucky and one in Texas. One has since been taken down, and another eventually was seen in the panhandle.
They create these websites, and they copy and paste real pictures of people with puppies. They don't give an address on the website, but where the address came from was when the people received the invoices to pay. And so that was where the Panama City address came from.
The investigation included contact with the resident in Panama City, who said she had reached another mark in California. As mentioned, the ads offer for sale animals which basically don't exist, and customers were actually paying for them.
One victim lost $1,900, and a second victim lost $800. Now, the third person that we heard from actually contacted our Better Business Bureau here in Pensacola. He graciously did not lose any money because he did a little bit more research before he actually gave them anything.
The total number of victims remains a mystery, in large part because many of them are too embarrassed to report it. The Panama City resident began working with the BBB when someone drove 6 hours to her house to collect their puppy. For now, Ward says law enforcement is not involved.
We are not going to do anything unless law enforcement contacts us. But that's what the scam tracker does. We ask the consumer to put in all the information that they have. And then we have a special section on the scam tracker website where if a law enforcement is actually looking and tracking a certain scam, they can contact us and we can provide them with all the information.
An extensive study of online puppy scams has been conducted by the BBB International Investigations Initiative. Areas include the scope of the problem, who's behind it, and the need for consumer education. The study also offers some tips for protecting your bank account. Rule number one is don't buy a pet without seeing in the flesh or in the fur.
In today's society, everything is on the internet. Everybody wants to go online and do something. It's fine to go online and research, but you just want to be careful. We call it a puppy scam, but this goes across all forms of different animals that this can happen to.
Never pay a stranger for pets or anything else with a money order or through Western Union or MoneyGram. Ward says paying a scammer those ways ensures that even if you do catch the fraud, chances are you still won't get back your money.
The best way would be credit card because that is not actual money that would come out of your checking account. But checks are possible too because you can trace that and you can prove that it was fraudulent. But credit cards are the best way because you can dispute the charge with your credit card company.
If you feel you've been the target of a scam, puppies or otherwise, there's no shortage of agencies to contact. The Better Business Bureau is at BBB.org. There's PetScams.com and by phone, the Federal Trade Commission at 1-877-FTC-HELP. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.